This is Coral for Coral FM. I have Safe as Houses sitting here with me in the studio.
Is left dry. I guess these jars of sand weren't meant to keep me alive. You present to me comfort in form of invitation, desperation for your love that I was chasing. Sail with me, but you'd much rather be with the sharks who feed on the sails above the infested sea. I am the captain, but as well am I the crew. Oh, how I wish you knew the burdens and bruises I've been through. I know you know, so don't hide the seed you sow. Just leave it aside for the crows and sing.
Hey, this is Coral. This is Coral FM. And, whoa! That was Safe as Houses with, what's the name of the song, you guys? Sink My Boat. I'll be right back. Hold on a second here. Okay, they're all in the studio here with me. So I have Andrew Lawton, Thomas Lawton, Elliot Anton, and Benson Carter all standing behind me here in the studio. Hi, guys.
Hi.
You guys blow me away. Just for the listeners, what's the average age in the band?
15?
Yeah.
15 or 16?
Yeah. If I added it up, it was like around 15.
You guys are 15 or 16 years old.
Well, I'm 18, Andrew's 16, and then...
Two of us are 14.
Yeah.
And you guys are 14.
Yeah.
So, Elliot, you're 14, and you're singing. How did you guys meet, and how long have you been together?
Well, me and Thomas are brothers.
Thomas and Andrew, you guys are brothers?
Yep.
Your lead guitar and drums?
Me and Thomas are brothers, and me, Benson, had the same guitar teacher.
Who was your guitar teacher?
Dave Rogers.
Okay.
So he introduced us, and then he also introduced us to Elliot. One day he's just like, hey, there's this singer that I know, and then he just gave me the CD, and we're like, yeah, sure, invite him.
Invite him to play?
Yeah.
So you've been together, what, a couple years maybe?
I think we've known each other for a couple years. Just recently we started playing together, like writing originals, probably the last year.
Okay.
I think last January is really when we really started to think about writing an album or writing originals more.
Okay. Who writes the songs for the band?
I would say me and Benson mainly. For this album I wrote a lot of the songs, but with Elliot and Benson's help and... Well, like, everybody contributes. Like, I couldn't write the drum part.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Elliot, you're the lead singer. So, what? I got to ask you guys, there's lots of great essence of bands, current and past, flowing through this band. So, what bands have you guys listened to in your careers? Like, what bands, what music informs your music?
Well, for me, I really... like Mumford & Sons a lot, and I'd say the Decemberists, I really like them too.
Okay, yep, that makes good sense. Anything older, Benson? Any older music?
We all have different tastes, I think.
Okay.
For older stuff, he's the guy to ask for that.
Okay.
So like, yeah, a lot of my guys are like Neil Young and like Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah, I was going to say, because
yeah,
so. That sounds like Bookends. That's well, like something from Bookends. It does. Like one of my favorite, all-time favorite Simon and Garfunkel songs is The Dangling Conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And it has that. This song, Sink My Boat, has the essence of that. Like when I first heard it, I went, whoa, this is so cool. What else did I want to ask you? Okay, Amanda Kind was the person that turned me on to you. Hi, Amanda, if you're listening. She probably is. Tell me about this Winterfest Battle of the Bands. How did that come about?
Oh, that was sort of our first show as a band. I can't even remember how we found out about it, but it was just a Battle of the Bands run through Long McQuaid, and that sort of gave us a deadline to start writing music, original music. And so that was definitely our first show with original music, but since we've branched out and done lots of battles and all kinds of shows like that.
Okay. Yeah, where have you been playing? Where have you been playing lately? Like recently?
Well, we recently had our CD release party.
Where?
We rented out the Button Factory.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah, that's a good spot. How'd you like the space? That's an interesting space to play in.
It was definitely cool.
Yeah.
It was like way better than we expected. Like, we were hoping for, like, we thought it was going to be like really expensive to like get a space like that, but it was actually a really good price and a lot of people came out.
Yeah,
which was nice.
It was great.
Good atmosphere too.
Yeah, how did you set it up? Were you in the, did they do theater, like theater in the round? Were you in the middle or
No.
They?
We like set up like just the platforms at the end of the room.
Okay.
And then we had this nice carpet where we stood on and we like did a bunch of these like Chinese lanterns on top of us. So that was cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Okay, who plays what? Andrew.
Well, I play, in this album, I play guitar, the banjo in one song.
Mandolin.
We took that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mandolin. Okay, did you find mandolin hard to play?
For that song, yeah. That song was pretty
frets.
Weird.
Yeah,
because they're so. My brother had a mandolin. My My dad, he asked my dad to get him a guitar. My dad got him a mandolin. So I just remember this, the neck being really skinny and the frets being, like, the strings, everything's so close together. It's really difficult to play.
Yeah, and the action was so high, like, it was just so hard to press down the strings and stuff like that, so.
Yeah.
It is, you get calluses on your fingers.
Yeah.
Blisters on your fingers. Thomas, you play drums?
Yep.
Anything else, like percussion?
Not really.
Drums? Yep. Okay, and play lead guitar and you sing. So when you're on stage and you're singing these great songs, which I'm gonna play another song in a minute here. You guys can pick one off the CD. Which one should I play?
Mm. You want to do Brightly Flared to change it up?
Sure. Yeah.
Brightly Flared. Okay.
So, Andrew sings that one.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we'll do one with Elliot sings Sink My Boat, right?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. When you're on stage, do you feel like you're a character? I love asking singers this, because do you feel like you're playing a character? How do you interpret a song? He's shy.
I guess a little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Benson.
Yeah.
Is bass the only instrument you play?
I started out playing cello when I was 5.
Oh, wow.
And that sort of led me to taking bass later on, but since I've sort of tried to learn other instruments, a bit of piano, a bit of guitar, ukulele.
Ukulele, anything, oh yeah, that's cool.
Anything too. I can get my hands on, so.
That is very cool. Well, okay, we're going to listen to Brightly Flared. We're going to take a break and we're going to listen to Brightly Flared. This is Safe as Houses on Coral FM.
Just look at me.
Okay, this is Quirrell, and we're back. We are back on Quirrell FM, and I'm here with Safe as Houses, Andrew, Thomas, Elliot, and Benson, and we're talking about their latest... What's the name of your CD?
Sing My Boat.
Sing My Boat. All right, the title song, which is a great song. This is that's very cool. So, Andrew, that was you.
Yeah.
That was you singing.
That's me.
God, you guys are so much talent standing behind me. This is great. Let's talk about the CD itself. How was it produced?
Adam Krulicki produced our CD. I think we heard of him through Elliot's dad. Well, Elliot's
dad,
Jeff.
My dad worked with his brother. Yeah. So.
Okay, cool. Well, it's very, very clean production, I have to say.
Oh, good.
Yeah, did a good job.
He did do a good job, and it's a nice looking CD as well, I might add. You are making a music video. Do you want to talk about this for Sink My Boat?
How's
this? Benson, for it.
Yeah, we one of our friends is into making movies. His name is Zach Ramlin, so shout out to him. But we all decided to just get together, and we ended up in Tobermory actually shooting this thing.
Tobermory is an awesome place.
Yeah. So there's lots of cinematic shots, and we're just getting it together now, making some final touches, and should be on our YouTube channel soon. So
yeah, don't you love it? Like, in for you guys in this age, you've got YouTube, you got Facebook, you've got SoundCloud, you got Bandcamp.
Yeah,
you got all these great sites where you can tour. But if you're going to go on tour, but when people go, like when you get to the town, they'll already know your music because they've heard it, they've seen it, which I think is really great. Let's play another track. This is Air We Share, Safest Houses on Quirrell FM. Hey, this is Quirrell. I'm back on Quirrell FM with Safest Houses. Anyway, we're just wrapping up this interview. So, in the next year, what are you planning? Do you have any other plans at this point? Do you want to?
Well, today we just got the message that we're officially on board for a show with the Polyphonic Spree, opening for them, either in Toronto, Detroit, or Buffalo.
See? What did I tell you? I was right. So that's exciting.
Yeah, it is.
When is that?
We're actually not sure. I don't think it's not the date's not confirmed
yet.
But we know it'll be sometime in the next year or so.
In February, I'm hearing. Yeah. Okay. Okay, great. So yeah. We'll, you know, keep me, well, keep informed. How can people find out more about the band?
Definitely.
Benson?
We've got a splash page up because our website's not quite up yet, but if you go to safesthouses.ca,
mm-hmm.
There's a link to our Facebook, to our iTunes and Twitter, or you can just type us into Facebook, Safest Houses, and like us there.
Okay, I like you very much. I just want to thank you guys so much for dropping by the studio. It's exciting that this is your first radio interview, and thanks for signing the CD. We're going to wrap up and play one more song. What would you like to play? Stop This Slumber?
Okay.
This is Stop This Slumber, Safest Houses on Coral FM. And again, I'd like to thank you guys very much for dropping by the studio and rallying around the microphone.
Connecting time.
Yeah, that was Achilles and the Future. One of my favorite bands. And before that, my special guests, Safe as Houses, Andrew Lawton, lead guitar and keyboards, Thomas Lawton, drums, Elliot Anton, lead vocals and rhythm guitar, and Benson Carter on bass. So I wanted to give a shout out to Sherwood Music because Benson works with my good pal, Johnny Bice. So hi, Johnny. I'm sure you're mixing songs all over the place like you always have been. That was their first, I'm so excited because that was their first radio interview, and I love that. So check out their Facebook page if you want to know more about where they're going to be playing all their gigs, and you know, opening up for Polyphonic Spree is pretty cool. And I played three tracks off their CD, the CD is called Sink My Boat, so I played the title song, and Brightly Flared, and Air We Share, and Stop This Slumber. So this is very cool. I can't say enough. Great sounds. I can hear Mumford and Sons in there, but I can also hear, you know, some vintage Simon and Garfunkel, a little bit of Neil Young, all the great standards and attitudes that a young musician needs when they're learning how to play a guitar or their own favorite instrument. So that is very cool.